はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようパンゲア、ヨシです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 149. As always brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist, Yoshi-san.
はい、
Welcome to the studio. It's great to have you.
It's only us?
Well, somebody, I think Natsuko-san will be along later. But for now, let's tell everyone what we're going to be talking about today. Yoshi-san, お願いします。
今日は虫についてですね。
Today, we're talking about bugs.
はい。
Insects.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's just the topic of today's conversation. Now, we chose this topic for a specific reason. That reason is we're continuing today with transitive and intransitive verbs.In the previous beginner lesson, number 148, we went over this topic. Today, we're going to reinforce. So with that said, please listen to today's dialogue. Here we go.
Ah,
そうだ。今日東京ドームでイベントがある。
何のイベント？
ああ、なんだっけ、虫を集めること。ああ、思い出せない。
虫を集めること？
そう、虫を集める人が東京ドームに集まるイベント。
虫を集める人が東京ドームに集まる？
なんて言うんだっけ、わかるでしょ？ほら、あれあれ。
昆虫採集でしょ？
あ、そうだ。すいません。ありがとうございます。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。今日はなんでこんなに電車が混んでいるの？
ああ、そうだ。今日東京ドームでイベントがある。
何のイベント？
ああ、なんだっけ。あの虫を集めること。ああ、思い出せない。
虫を集めること？
そう。虫を集める人が東京ドームに集まるイベント。
虫を集める人が東京ドームに集まる？
なんて言うんだっけ？わかるでしょ？ほら、あれ、あれ。
昆虫採集でしょ？
あ、そうだ。すいません。ありがとうございます。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。今日はなんでこんなに電車が混んでいるの？
Why is the train so packed today?
ああ、そうだ。
Oh, that's right.
今日東京ドームでイベントがある。
There's an event at the Tokyo Dome today.
何のイベント？
What kind of event is it?
ああ、なんだっけ、虫を集めること。
Oh, what is that?Well, something like bug collecting.
Ah, 思い出せない。
I can't remember.
虫を集めること?
Bug collecting?
そう、虫を集める人が東京ドームに集まるイベント。
Yeah, an event where people who collect bugs gather together at the Tokyo Dome.
虫を集める人が東京ドームに集まる?
People who collect bugs gather at the Tokyo Dome?
なんて言うんだっけ、わかるでしょ?ほら、あれあれ。
What's it called again? You know, right? Come on, that.
昆虫採集でしょ?
You mean insect collecting, right?
Ah, そうだ。すいません。ありがとうございます。
Oh, that's right. Thank you very much. All right, Yoshi-san, let's ask Natsuko-san what she thought of today's conversation.
Natsuko-san, 今日の会話はどうでしたか?
昆虫採集のイベントってあんまり聞いたことないですけどね。
Yeah, I haven't heard of an insect collecting event either.Especially one at Tokyo Dome.
Yes.
But you never know.
Right.
So, let's take a look at today's vocab words. Yoshi-san, first word.
Tokyo Dome.
Tokyo Dome.
To-u-kyo-u-do-o-mu. Tokyo Dome.
Located in the center of Tokyo. And this is home to the Yomiuri Giants, correct?
Yes, I think so.
And lots of other major events are held there. They actually have a professional football league in Japan, so some games are held there. Anything else? No soccer games, right?
No.
Football games?
No.
Yeah, and lots of big events. Now, very accessible. Just take the subway and you're right there. Plus, right next door, they actually have an amusement park.
Yes, Korakuen.
Korakuen. Have you been there?
Yes.
Have you been on the roller coaster?
Yes. I love that.
They have a roller coaster that's right above the buildings.
Yeah, it's thrilling. It's like diving into the building.
Yeah, right. It's pretty interesting. Yoshi-san, have you been there?
No, I haven't been there yet. I should go.
Yes. Yeah. Recommendable.
Yeah, I think I would like to ride that too. Last time we went there, we didn't have enough time.
Oh.
So we just ate and then went to the event. But it's really, really interesting. Right in the... It reminds me a bit of a Madison Square Garden.
Oh, I've never been there.
In New York, you take the train and it goes right below Madison Square Garden. So if you're going to a Knicks game or a Ranger game or some event at the Garden, you don't even have to leave the station. Just go up and you're there. All right. So let's move on to the next one.
Ibento.
Event.
Ibento. Ibento.
Next we have?
Mushi.
Insect.
Mushi. Mushi.
Now, again and again, we try to find similarities between the languages, Japanese and English. Now, this word, insect, with this word, I think we could find some similarities. Okay? Now, Yoshi-san, what's the name of a person who reads all the time?
Hon no mushi.
Books bug. Now, the interesting thing about this is sometimes mushi can mean worm. So, books worm. Or, worm of the book. Now, Natsuko-san, what's that English word we have?
Bookworm.
Yeah. Same expression here. Bookworm, books worm. You know, some things are quite similar. Yoshi-san, how can we ask Natsuko-san if she is a bookworm?
Natsuko-san wa hon no mushi desu ka?
Anmari so iufuni kikareta koto nai desu kedo ne.
Yeah, I don't think it kind of works out the same here.
So kamo.
I don't think, yeah, this is, hearing it doesn't really work out the same. Now, is there a negative nuance to this?
Not really.
But you just don't ask people if they're bookworms.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess now that I hear it in English too, are you a bookworm? Yeah, it sounds, but maybe this would work. He is a bookworm or she is a bookworm.
Yes.
Yoshi-san, how can we say Natsuko-san is a bookworm?
Natsuko-san wa hon no mushi desu.
All right, that worked out very nice. Now, there are a few more phrases that we should cover that deal with insects and bugs. Natsuko-san, what's that word for a weak person?
Yoamushi.
Break that down.
Yoamushi. Yoamushi.
In English, we have chicken. You're a chicken. And we use this for, let's use that roller coaster as an example. If someone won't ride the roller coaster, we'll say, oh, you're a chicken. Can we use Yoamushi in the same way?
Yeah, I think we can use that.
So maybe, Yoshi-san, help me out here. Maybe we kind of equate this to an English chicken.
In some ways, yeah.
All right. Now, one more.
Nakimushi.
Crybaby. Crying bug. So we started from the similarities between the two languages, and now we're pretty far away. Crying bugs. So I wonder where this one comes from.
Hara no mushi kana? We also have hara no mushi.
Stomach's bug or bug of the stomach?
Yes.
Like a real bug?
No. No.
Yoshi-san, help us out here or somebody elaborate.
It's like a emotional bug.
Ah.
That when you get angry, you can say hara no mushi ga osamaranai. That means you can't control your emotional bug in your stomach.
And also, hara no mushi ga naru.
The stomach's bug is calling?
Yes. When you're hungry.
Very interesting. I've never heard these expressions.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe I've heard them, but I just never picked them up.
Hmm. Or maybe it's more frequently used when written as a metaphor.
Yeah, I think we've come to the realization that I need to read more, both in English and Japanese. All right, this is fun. Any more with the bugs? We spent the whole lesson on the bugs, but the bugs are fun. Okay, let's move on to our next word. We have...
集める.
Together.
集める. 集める。
Now this is transitive. In the dialogue we had,
虫を集める。
Bugs gather. The direct object is the bugs. That's why it's marked by the object marker.
を。
And as there's direct action being taken on those bugs, we have the transitive verb
集める。
Now notice the last two syllables. 集める。集める。集める。Yoshi-san, what do we have next?
集まる。
Together. Also together. But here we have the intransitive. Yoshi-san, break it down. Pay attention to the third syllable.
集まる。集まる。
The difference between the transitive, which was 集める, and the intransitive, 集まる, is the third syllable. Here, 集める is the transitive, and 集まる is the intransitive.Listen to the following sentence. Remember the other lessons we introduced you. So listen to the following sentence that we had in the dialogue. Yoshi-san.
人が東京ドームに集まる。
People will gather at the Tokyo Dome. No direct object here. They're gathering at a location. No wo. Nothing marked by that object marker. Now, the reason we gave you this dialogue and repeated it over and over and gave you that one particular sentence is,We want to use this sentence to exemplify the difference between transitive and intransitive. Okay, Natsuko-san, give us that whole sentence one time.
虫を集める人が東京ドームに集まる。
Remember, in Japanese, when describing a noun, the description precedes the noun. It comes first. So the description of 人, people, is what, Natsuko-san?
虫を集める。
Bug, gather.Bugs gather, bugs collect,
人
people, okay? So literally we have bugs gather people. In English, we have to take the description that comes in the front and put it after. So people who collect bugs, people who collect bugs, followed by
が
marking them.
東京ドーム
Tokyo Dome
に
at
集まる
gather.People who collect bugs will gather at Tokyo Dome. The key here is when we have a direct object, we use the transitive verb 集める. And when we use the intransitive, we have 集まる. Okay, so we ran out of time. We're too much talking about the bugs, but quite important.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so there are a lot of elements we're missing here. So today's lesson, you want to stop by and get that PDF. Inside the PDF,We'll have some more details, some more pointers about things that we didn't get to in the lesson. Now, there are a couple interesting points in today's dialogue that we really wanted to get around to, but we just couldn't. So stop by JapanesePod101.com. Also, inside the Learning Center, things to bring it all together. All right, that's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。